Like so many first-time homebuyers, our first house was a fixer-upper. It was an old house in a sketchy neighborhood that needed more than just tender, loving care. It needed serious work. Frankly, I'm not the most handy, nor truth be told is my wife. But what we lacked in house remodeling skills, we made up in our youthful energy and enthusiasm. We bought this house in the 1980s. To give you a sense of the age of the house, it was originally built with a coal-burning furnace and gas for lighting the rooms. It was only after we owned the house that we learned that the gas was still running through the walls. Well, that was an easy fix. We just called the plumber who came, cut and capped the lines. That was the easy part. It only got harder from there. Buying a fixer-upper implied sweat equity. The concept that if you're going to make money when you sell the house, you're going to have to do some of the work yourself. The more work we could do meant the less we paid others, thus ensuring, we hoped, a greater profit. Back then, there was no Google searches or YouTube videos on how to do it yourself. So we bought a book on how to do your own home repairs. We also asked relatives who were handy how to fix things. Sometimes we got them to help. And of course, when we rented tools, we asked the person behind the counter, how do we use them? I still remember going to the tool rental place with my wife to rent the floor sanders we would use to stand our floors. A challenging, difficult, and dirty task. My wife is still proud to declare that she knows how to change the sandpaper on a drum sander. Well, we sanded our floors, stained them, and sealed them. And if I say so myself, we did quite a job. We also stripped multiple layers of paint from the wood mantels and stained them as well. We worked hard, got our hands dirty, and felt a sense of accomplishment. And when we sold that home, we did make enough money to move from that starter home to the home in which we'd raise our family. I'm sharing my memories of fixing up our first home because I've been helping our son fix up his first home. But now, there is social media, and it is annoying me. His bathroom shower needs to be replaced. So I looked up how to tile a shower. And now on my Facebook feed, there are videos of folks fixing up their shower, but it's not in real time. The videos are sped up, making it look like it is easy and quick to solve the problem. And of course, in each of these videos, everything goes right. There are no unforeseen problems, like pipes not fitting together correctly, or plywood that got wet and needs to be replaced, or drains that aren't where they're supposed to be, or tiles that won't cut properly. Watching these sped-up video makes it seem like doing these jobs aren't a big deal and nothing will go wrong. They don't show anyone getting frustrated that the walls aren't plumb or realizing that they don't have quite enough tile or glue and that they need to run back to the store for the third time in order to finish the job. On some projects, when we were fixing up our first home, it seemed like I spent as much time running back and forth to the hardware store as I did doing the job. To be fair, though, there are some very good how-to videos on YouTube that do walk one through step-by-step how to do a job. In fact, my son watched one of those videos and was able to replace the large gasket on the front-loading washing machine that came with the condo. Whether it's learning from a book, a friend, or a video, the best part is that sense of accomplishment one gets by taking on a project and then getting it done. There's a feeling of satisfaction knowing that I did that, even though I began with no idea what I was doing. So home remodeling, while frustrating and can lead to some amazing arguments, can also result in a sense of satisfaction for a job well done. The only exception to that rule for me is painting. I hate painting, particularly ceilings. So while I'm willing to help with other repairs painting, I'm done with that. So don't call me if you need any help. I'm Rabbi Robert Parr of Congregation Beth Adam and our Jewish community. And as always, thanks for listening.